Hello. By just hearing my voice without that normal introduction, you can probably understand that this show is different from what you might normally expect. I included the intro music, however, so that you know that you'd landed on the right show even without that expected beginning. There's a bit of ground for me to cover during this episode, so stick with me and I think all the pieces will fall into place. That's a bit more stream of consciousness than I might normally do, so bear with me. As I sit down to record, this show is a response to a post I made yesterday, February 27th, 2014, to Facebook. For those of you who didn't see it, or don't follow the show there, here's what I wrote. I'm at a crossroads and need to be honest about whether or not I can keep recording interviews and producing new shows. At the moment, unless something changes, I don't know that I will continue past the current schedule. Thank you to everyone who has joined in and listened over the years. It's been a good time. Simply put, many things came together into a kind of perfect storm over the last couple of weeks to bring me to these crossroads, but wondering whether or not to continue came to a head during a discussion with one of my friends and permaculture colleagues, but that conversation that got me there is further complicated because of a series of opportunities that are developing that hinge on being able to get support for the show. One part of the storm with all this is the way the show is impacting my work-life balance. Many of you have asked me, especially after the Ethan Hughes interview, a question that can best be summarized as, how do you get everything done? And I alluded to this not too long ago about making everything in my life smaller, cutting things out until there was no more space to cut. And I've done that over and over again. I've cut and I've cut and I've cut until I have just the simplest things left. And there are only three categories. The first is my family and friends. The second is my education, which supports the third, which is permaculture, which includes both producing the podcast and everything that goes with it and teaching. I don't have anything else left to cut out in order to explore other ideas. When it comes to all these elements, I'm in a comfortable place where I can get all of that done and could include more if I wasn't spending so much time chasing down other things. Because when that focus moves, it means that these other priorities are not getting done. And one of those items that I've been spending a lot of time over the past several months was chasing the tail of financial support for this show. So let's get to that and make it honest. As I've spoken about on several occasions, to keep the show going, I was looking for supporters, as well as creating a member support program. On the first of those, the supporters, I spent many, many hours calling and emailing people within the permaculture community, all people who know me, looking for assistance. In most of those cases, before we ever got to talking about numbers, they said they couldn't help. Just mentioning support became an issue of money, and that's where the conversation ended. That full stop to those conversations has me feeling a bit used by the permaculture community. The core fundamental ideas of the ethics are about caring for the earth, caring for other people, and in some way redistributing the surplus, however you care to break down the third ethic. And I check the stats for the website a couple of times a month to make sure that downloads are occurring and everything else. And because of that, I know when someone follows a link from another website back to the show, and then can go a lot of times and look at, you know, who's writing about it, what's going on, and what's being said. And because of that, I know that this show and the material is being used for the economic gain of others. Heck, one of the links that comes in to the podcast is from the online education website of one of the large land-grant universities in the United States. All this work is being used to prime students for upcoming workshops and PDCs, to plug conferences and convergences, without so much as a thank you. And then when I do ask for help, you say no. The least you can do is sign up for a recurring monthly membership and give back some of the surplus you've been able to gain from all these interviews. The second part about the member support program has run into kind of a catch-22 and can't readily proceed. In putting together the plan for that program, I decided to look for what so many of you have asked me for, more permaculture. To do that, I've been talking to different permaculture practitioners, many of them past guests on the show, about providing unique and special material for the members, be that a new interview, article, or video. However, after talking to my lawyer and insurance agent, there are some structures that need to be put into place in order to appropriately protect everyone involved. And that's kind of expensive. For the member support program to function, there also needs to be a system designed that isn't, pardon my language, implemented in a half-assed way. The content going up for members wouldn't be for open distribution, not only because of it being a benefit to those who subscribe, but also because that was a space I wanted to explore more personal or controversial topics. However, that kind of development doesn't come cheap, even if I hired someone I know to customize a pre-built framework. So those support programs are no longer functionally on the table because of how much time they've consumed without really moving anywhere, when I could be doing other things of more benefit to the community. And also because based on what I've brought in through donations from the podcast over the last 3+ years, if I saved everything from that and those levels remained consistent, it would take me 6 years to pay my lawyer and another 6 years to pay a developer to get that kind of system in place. And that's just not sustainable. I sat down while I was putting all this together and yesterday thinking about whether or not I could continue. And if I were to pay myself a gross salary of $12.50 an hour and properly account for all the expenses that go into the podcast, every hour of the show that you listen to would cost between $3 and $350. If I were to hire someone else to handle everything, you know, I just do the interviews and then I have an administrative assistant to take care of, you know, scheduling all that stuff, getting things taken care of, somebody who is doing the production and everything else. And that's upwards of $1,000 an hour if I found someone local to do it. If I went offshore to a foreign country, then it would be maybe $500 at the least. But I don't think that that works outright because then you wouldn't be getting the show that you've come to expect. I couldn't be me and create those open spaces of candor with people like Dave Jackie, who was honest because of the place that we both came from in that conversation. As I said, when that show came out, there was a lot that got cut that we didn't want to go out over the air. If you listen to what Dave said and what did make it out over the air, can you imagine what didn't? Think about all those other shows with people like Ethan Hughes or Adam Campbell, where we just sit down and we talk, and being able to be a part of that. I'd love to keep doing this. I enjoy the show like crazy. And if money and time wasn't an issue, I'd release a new episode every day for the rest of my life and do nothing but this. But I can't ask my family to make any more sacrifices to subsidize the show when there are thousands of people who listen to it. There were hundreds on Facebook who, if the numbers are correct, saw the post that went up yesterday about the crossroads that I find myself at. There were something like 20 of you who responded to it, most of which wanted to keep the show on the air and to keep this going. And when I look at the models that are available, I'm not really comfortable going after advertisers and doing the click marketing and affiliate links and all that stuff, because then I would just be pawning stuff off. The same cycle of the system that we've been involved in. So let's do something different. Let's make a different model for how a podcast can continue. That leaves me coming back to ask you, and I mean that in a direct way, to the person who is listening to this, not anyone else, you, if you value this show at all, in any way, help me by supporting it. It's not really expensive to do so when I think about all the different things that we spend money on. If you're listening to the show over the internet, and I can't imagine you not listening to it in some way like that, you're probably paying $60 a month for internet access or for your cell phone to get online. If you're a video game player, you know, new games in the US are retailing for $60. At the local state schools, you know, you can pay $1,000 for a 3-credit class where you're going to sit in class for 39 hours over a semester and think about all the high quality material you've heard over the years and the more that keeps coming out. But before you ask why you should donate, though I think I kind of touched on that some, or I say how much I'm asking for you to give, here's where we are with the show and what your support can lead to. There are a lot of interesting pieces developing behind the scenes of the show. I've always got things going on to make this better for you. And because of the show, there are offers for me to attend events as a member of the media and be your permaculture reporter. I've been digging into video production and can take that reporting a step further by having a camera person with me to shoot short video interviews at those events. When I go in that kind of a role as a permaculture reporter, I have access through the public relations managers and being considered a part of the media to people in a way that ensures I can get 10 or 15 minutes with them. You know, the keynote speakers and the workshop presenters. Want to have an idea of what that means? Look up the Mother Earth News Fair and the people who are going to be at those different events. Is there anyone there who you want me to speak to? Because I'm going to be at the one in Seven Springs, Pennsylvania later this year, and I can. But I'm also going out and giving lectures, like the upcoming A Gathering of Farmers conference, where I'm a guest instructor for a workshop. But I'm still going to be there in my role as a podcaster to document and share that information with you. Part of that includes hiring a photographer to come with me so that I can focus on doing what I do and ask them to do what they do. One of my local colleagues wants to do a series we've jokingly called Inside the Permaculture Studio, where we find a venue and pull in a well-known permaculture practitioner and do a live interview in front of an audience. The day after this recording, I'm going to moderate and record the first of a series of permaculture roundtables in front of a live audience. Once we're done that, the group that is organizing and hosting this first roundtable event want the next one to be an in-person interview in front of an audience with Charles Eisenstein, who I know many of you know his work. And then after I do an interview with him, followed up with a roundtable that includes Charles and several permaculture practitioners to field audience questions. I'd love to have the pieces in place to live stream that interview as a webinar and have someone running the computer and video stream and taking down webinar participant questions to be included as part of the discussion with Charles and the round table. But all that requires a supporting income. There's only so much I can do before I'm tapped out for time, money, and resources. And I think that time is valuable and worth paying people for. I can't keep asking for volunteers to make things happen, whether that's running the computer for a live stream or, like what's happening tomorrow, and at the A Gathering of Farmers conference where I'm paying someone to be the photographer. I'm spreading what little surplus I have left so that more people can benefit directly, and in turn, you benefit from what it adds to this podcast that you choose to listen to. In making the choice to listen, do you value what it is I do? From a lot of the feedback that I get, you do. I mean, you tell me that these shows have changed your life. Would you like to see this continue and all those things that I mentioned that are being created to happen? And at the prospect of additional content, meaning that more interviews and more shows get released? Because rather than pursue the members program, with all those associated costs, I'd rather invest in getting more permaculture into the world. With enough of your support, I can release 100 or more episodes a year, not including all those other pieces that I just mentioned about the round tables and the Inside the Permaculture Studio and all that. Those are all in addition to the show itself. And all of that would be of at least the same quality and caliber you've come to expect, if not better. Because that's one of the reasons why you listen. And I don't want to decrease the quality of the show just to produce more material or get it out quicker. But that support has to come from you. You can't expect someone else to step up and do this so things can go on, because they won't. Thinking someone else will take care of something for us is what got the world into such a crazy mess as we find it in right now. We've got to take responsibility for our own actions and make a difference. Together, we can not only build a better world, but change the one we have. What will it take? Go to thepermaculturepodcast.com/support and sign up for a monthly recurring membership that you're comfortable with. There are a couple of levels, starting from $5 a month. If you're able, more is always helpful and covers those people who will never give, regardless of how much they get. Your small act, repeated through the actions of everyone who listens to the show, will make a huge difference. Together, we really can take care of the earth, ourselves, and each other. And that little bit of legal. The Permaculture Podcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, no derivatives, non-commercial license. Feel free to share it with whoever you want. Just tell people where you got it from, and don't change or sell it.